friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Widow spots a dirty piece of bent metal in the yard and then takes a closer look. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. This is a story of love from beyond the grave when a wedding ring is found by a widow, Anne Kendrick, 35 years later. This 90-year-old widow was gardening around her belated husband's apple tree when something in the soil caught her eye. Assuming it was just a piece of metal, she picked it up and was prepared to toss it out. But then she remembered the day her husband lost his ring. He had been gardening when he realized it wasn't on his finger anymore. "It didn't look at all like a wedding ring," Anne said. "It looked like a dirty piece of bent metal. I looked at it and thought, no, it couldn't be. I was really quite excited. When I was telling a friend about it, I got a bit choked up." The wedding ring found by the widow had been buried in the soil for so long that Anne had completely forgotten about it. But as she got the ring cleaned up, it brought a smile to her face, as it was a representation of all the years she had been married to her husband Peter before he passed. She joked that he would have been just as surprised as her to find it because he was always losing things. When Anne told her son Bob about the discovery, it surprised him too. He said, "Mom was very emotional and over the moon. It wasn't the first thing that went missing. He used to lose all sorts of things." Anne feels as though the ring is a precious gift from her husband from beyond the grave. Even though Peter died 22 years ago, the wedding ring Anne found is a special way for the widow to always have her husband with her. She plans to clean up the ring and get it repaired because it is so bent out of shape. Then Anne will wear it on a chain as a necklace to keep her belated husband close to her heart. What a beautiful way to show love stands the test of time. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Luke 15, 8 through 10. Steve Harvey on Family Feud tells audience God has given every living soul a gift to use. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Steve Harvey on Family Feud did more than just entertain the crowd. Between takes of the popular game show, the Christian celebrity delivered an inspiring and powerful speech about the God-given gifts we are all built to use. And what he says is something we all need to hear. The dry sense of humor and natural rapport with contestants from Steve Harvey on Family Feud make the show all the more entertaining. But that's just the footage that makes it on TV. Between takes, Steve often chats and shares stories with the audience, stories that include messages of faith. On one such occasion, Steve Harvey talked to the members of the Family Feud audience during a break about the difference between talent versus God-given gifts. "You've got to stop focusing on your talent. The key is to locate your gift," he says, receiving some shouts and applause from the crowd. Steve then goes on explaining, "Be very careful with what you're talented and passionate about. They sound like the same thing. What are you gifted at is your quest." Steve directs his message to young people, encouraging them to identify their gifts. But really, this message applies to all of us. Every living soul God created at birth, He gave all of you a gift. Just as we read in Romans 12:6, our individual gifts are varied. Teaching is a gift, Steve says. Networking is a gift. Working with your hands is a gift. Being a caregiver is a gift. Babysitting is a gift. We find success when we work hard and focus on using the gifts God has given us. As an illustration of this, Steve Harvey on Family Feud goes on to share a story about a friend called Clipper. When they were younger, Steve says one of his friends were always cutting grass in his spare time for money. In fact, Steve and the others started calling him Clipper because anytime they invited him to do anything, he was too busy cutting grass. Clipper didn't have expensive tools or equipment, just your standard push mower. But Steve recalls how Clipper was just so gifted at cutting grass. And over the years, he went from making $2 to cut the front yard and $2 to cut the backyard to owning a huge landscaping company that makes $4 million a year. Clipper has other talents. Steve Harvey, getting excited and sprinkling in some swear words, told the Family Feud audience how well Clipper could dance. But Clipper remained focused on using his gift. You know what Clipper do? Clipper cuts grass. He didn't do nothing but cut grass, Steve said. He found his gift, and he was gifted at it. His gift has made room for him. Steve Harvey pointed out to the Family Feud audience that all our gifts are different, from frying chicken or doing hair or fixing cars or painting. Every person has some kind of gift they can use to serve others. Go do that, Steve advises. Go do that. Do your gift. You were built to do your gift. Discover your gift and change your life. That's the secret. Steve's message promotes humility and hard work. You can hear the full speech Steve Harvey gave the Family Feud audience listed in the show notes. Please just be aware that while the message is faith-filled, there are a few instances of profanity.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.